Well, good evening, and welcome to the terrific Tuesday teleclass, where we combine social media marketing and home-based business tips. Morphing into something a little different these days, it's such fun. I am so grateful that you're here, listening both live on the call and later on the recording. I really do appreciate you taking the time to show up for yourself and for your business and to get things moving. So my name is Carla McNeil and you have dialed into the terrific Tuesday teleclass. And my direct email is carla@retirewithcarla.com. That's RETIREWITHCARLA.com. And my direct phone line is 877-767-7544. And for those of you who are too shy to ask your questions live on the call, please do feel free to give me a call, send me an email. Your questions and comments are where I get the ideas and the suggestions for what to do on Terrific Tuesday Teleclass. If you would like to have some input onto what one of the next Terrific Tuesday Teleclasses is all about, please send me that email, give me a call. I would love to hear from you. I really do appreciate all of you who have sent me emails and called in the past, and do keep them coming. They make my day. You have dialed into the Terrific Tuesday teleclass at 218-862-7200, bridge number 549706. And we meet here every Tuesday at 5:30 Pacific for 30 minutes of home business tips and social marketing media. Today, I want to kind of do a little bit of both. And what's happened is that I'm starting to ask myself the question of, what am I investing my energy in? What am I giving my energy to? Am I giving it to my business? Am I giving it to my personal development? Or am I giving it somewhere where it's not going to do me or anyone else any good? And what has prompted this is that I have had a discovery that a couple of the packages of different things that I have bought online are not being fulfilled. And I sent a couple of emails, received answers back that I didn't particularly like, that I do not agree with, where we have a difference of opinion as to whether or not the party has delivered on what was promised. Now, I'm sure you've heard this one before. There's lots of times people buy stuff online and they don't exactly get what they were promised. And this isn't the first time it's happened to me, although this is the most expensive time it's happened to me. Live and learn. But what I found that I have been doing is I have been spending a lot of my energy unwisely thinking about it, talking about it, getting an opinion from someone else. What would you do? This is what I'm considering doing. What would you do? I have been investing a lot of that energy, a lot of my energy, into that situation. Now, I know that there is no way that they're going to turn around and change their mind and agree with me that I haven't the product I bought hasn't been fulfilled. That's just the way they do business. I've seen it happen to others in the past. Big clue, eh? Should have taken notice back then. Anyway, live and learn. So when I was listening to an audio recording this morning, I realized that I am giving a lot of my energy to that very negative situation. And I have two choices here. I can either fight it or I can let it go. And I am not willing to spend any more time on it. I've got to let it go because I don't think it's worth it for me in the long run to fight it. I am a firm believer in what goes around comes around. So therefore, I know that something will happen and things will be made right. But what I'm doing to myself, and can you recognize any of your behavior here? What are you doing to yourself? Is getting caught in that vicious circle. Because remember, what you think about sooner or later finds you. Therefore, when I stop and think, I am investing my energy in this very negative situation, and then I get caught in this vicious circle. And the more I think about it, the more negative it becomes. The more negative it becomes, the more I dwell on it. The more I think about it, the next person I'll ask, it's a vicious circle that isn't going to take me anywhere positive. Nowhere. It's now the big clue here is the awareness of what I am doing to myself. And the awareness is allowing me to turn around and focus on something different. To let this go. Not to waste any more of my energy on it. Letting it go. It does not have to be a huge thing that I'm doing here. I can just decide, okay, I'm going to let it go. Now, sure enough, you know, the other thoughts are going to creep back into my mind and you know, I may find myself in that little circle again, but I'm aware of what I'm doing. And I know that it's not going to benefit me in the long run. In fact, it's going to be detrimental to the growth of my business if I waste all my time dealing with a negative situation. Therefore, because I have this awareness of what I'm doing, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it. And it's just going to be that nice little subtle shift. I'm going to, don't put my focus there. Switch it. Move it over here. Move my focus over to creating that new product that I've been working on that's been put on hold over all of this for the last 5 or 6 days. Now, I stop and think that this is a pattern for me. Can you think back to other situations that you've gotten yourself into and is it a pattern? So, I now realize that in the past, what happened one time where I was working in a hotel and something went really wrong and I got into trouble and oh my gosh, I dwelled on it and dwelled on it and dwelled on it for months. Therefore, I'm congratulating myself right now that I'm developing this awareness and it's only been 5 or 6 days. That's pretty cool, right? That's coming a long way. Now, that was like 20 years ago when I did that thing to myself when I was working in the hospitality industry. But taking and making the change in my focus. Because that subtle shift, like when you think about an avalanche, the snow, the deep snow underneath that avalanche, that subtle little shift, sooner or later, is going to cause an avalanche. That snow will develop into an avalanche because of the subtle shift underneath, and things have been moved around. And I realize that I want to cause this avalanche in my life about how I deal with these kinds of situations. Because when you're in that vicious circle, you're looking. You go looking for situations. They're going to reinforce that for you. You're going to be offended by something. You're going to be annoyed by something. You're going to be pissed off at something. You go looking for those situations. And trust me, what you think about, sooner or later will find you. You will find them, they will find you. And you're just going to make that vicious circle more and more and more. A really good analogy that you want to think about is, okay, where are you giving your energy to? What are you giving your energy to? So I'm giving all my energy to that negative situation, to that bad challenge that I'm having right now. And guess what? I mean, I only have so much energy. You only have so much energy. Each day you wake up and you only have so much energy. Where do you want it to go? Do you want it to go forward and focus on something good for your business, for yourself? Because if you use up 50% of your energy on that negative situation and going looking for those other situations for you to become offended by, or on, or for, to, you're not going to have any energy left over for the good stuff. You're going to be exhausted. I heard a great analogy. Think of it as a hose, a garden hose. I'm standing here, I can see my garden right now. And that garden hose, when you turn on the hose, the water is going to come out, and it's going to come out when you've got it, you know, cranked right up with pretty full force. However, if your hose has a bunch of little holes in it, and the water is leaking out in various places along this hose, then the force of the water coming out the end at the spout or the handle, whatever you have on the end of your hose, is going to be lessened. Think of your energy the same way. If you waste your energy dealing with all these little negative situations that come up, you do what you can and you move on. Give yourself that awesome permission to stop that behavior, to stop that vicious circle, to get yourself out of that vicious circle. Because guess what? Part of that vicious circle is also investing in your own guilt. Oh, do you recognize that one? Well, you know, I could have, or I would have, or I should have. Maybe I could have handled it better. I should have seen that coming. The guilt trips that we lay on ourselves. So you want to make sure that you're recognizing where you are investing your energy. Who are you giving your attention to? Are you giving your attention to someone who is supportive and assisting you in what it is you want to do? Or are you giving your attention to someone who's bringing you down, bringing you down, bringing you down? It's your choice. Remember that awareness allows you to get out of the vicious circle. And don't guilt trip yourself about thinking that you need to make it happen all at once. Start with that awareness. Understand that you'll need to shift your focus a little bit sometimes. And just do that. Give yourself permission to stop. And remember, it can be just that little subtle shift. So what can you do to make sure that you invest your energy wisely? You can position yourself to take advantage of your own energy. And how can you do that? You can decide. One of the things I do is I decide, and I don't always do it at night, but sometimes I do it in the morning, what's the most important thing for me to focus on today? What's the most important thing that's going to take my business forward? So preparing in advance for how you yourself want to invest your energy, for who you want to give your attention to. You decide that in advance. That way, if the little negative stories and the negative challenges and all those situations that you potentially could be offended by come up, you know that your focus for today is to get this done or a couple of things done, but get this thing done. And okay, I'll allow that to distract me for a couple of minutes, but here I am, I'm going back to my focus again. So position yourself to be able to take advantage of your own energy. You want to find somebody who's doing what it is that you already are doing. Learn from them, whether it be from books. I mean, I've said this one hundreds of times. Whether you're learning from books, whether you're learning from audio, whether you're learning from video, whether you're learning online, learn from someone who's already doing what it is that you want to do. Don't get caught up in the coaches or the programs that aren't specifically what you want to do or what you want to become. And believe in yourself. Really, really believe in yourself. Know that it's your energy. You are in control of where you invest your energy. Even to the point where you get stuck in traffic. It's something you have no control over in most cases. Maybe sometimes you could have gone another way. But in many, many cases, you have no control. Why sit there and waste your energy being mad? Then when it actually comes time to do the stuff that you love to do, that you want to do, that you won't know you want to focus on today, you aren't going to have as much energy. So believe in yourself that you can do it. And, excuse me, use that awareness to your advantage. Next time you're sitting in traffic, remember this call and go, oh yeah, where do I want to invest my energy today? It makes a huge difference. And now, the same thing about investing your energy can also be applied to social media. There are so many, many, many ways that social media can take your energy. There are so many different things to do, and so many programs, so many platforms. You're blogging, you're on LinkedIn, you're on Twitter, you're on YouTube, you're on Facebook, you're on MySpace. you're on Squidoo. There's hundreds of thousands of things that you can be doing where you can be investing your energy. So when you define your goals in social media, what is it that you want social media to do for you? Same as taking that one item that you want to focus on today, take that same concept and apply it to what it is that you want to do in social media. What do you want it to accomplish for you? What do you want to get out of it? Why are you there? Because you can be everywhere on social media if you have the time and if you have the energy to learn how to do it properly. You can be everywhere. And you can do it with a fairly small amount of energy. But you have to learn how to do it. And remember, social media is like friendships. You invest your time, you invest your energy in friendships, and social media is the same. But not everyone is going to like you, just like you don't like everyone else. So there's that old saying, you can't please all of the people all of the time. You can only please some of the people some of the time. Remember that on social media. Because I'm saying this from experience. I've gone down that path and I wasted so much of my energy thinking that I needed to get everybody to like me. And it's not true. Definitely not true. You can learn how to use social media wisely, how to use social media and still keep your own energy levels up. You can invest right now at butterflynetworking.com. That's butterflynetworking.com. You can go there right now. You can sign up for the 30 days of free tips and techniques, and you're going to get a different tip and a different technique every day for 30 days. If you're in a hurry and you have some energy and some time to invest in it right now, right there on that page is also where you can purchase the workbook. There's a couple of added bonuses that go with the workbook. But you'll learn how to invest your energy and your time wisely in social media marketing. I encourage you to go to Butterfly Networking, sign up for those tips, or buy that workbook. Whichever method works best for you. Because again, that's your energy and your time. I want to thank you very much for joining me here on the Terrific Tuesday Teleclass, where we talk about home business tips and social media marketing. And I look forward to seeing you over on the other side at butterflynetworking.com. And I also look forward to all of those questions and answers. Please do keep them coming in. And we will talk to you next week. Thanks and good night.